out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Freshman running back Caden Fagan with a 12-yard run. 21-7 Illinois leads Wisconsin before the Illini will kick off. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
21-7 Illinois with 4 minutes 30 seconds left in quarter number 3. David Alano in, out there to kick off. Jim Ray DK and Vinny Anthony are deep. Alano kicking with the wind at his back. Here's the run up and the kick is away. DK will let it hit into the end zone for the touchback. Patrick, what do you have?
There's a lot of ways this game isn't making sense. The pregame narratives, the things you and I talked about in the notebook, are not coming to fruition statistically of trends. Here's a few. Illinois entered the game allowing 28 sacks. That's 124th in the nation. Today, zero allowed. 9 interceptions, second worst among QBs. They've thrown zero. A negative 5 turnover ratio. This game, they're plus 1. Rushing yards per game, they're 95th in the nation. They've rushed for 180, and rushing defense is 99th. Wisconsin has just 38. 5 different categories that are not going the Badgers' way.
All right, see what they can do about it. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left from the Wisconsin 25-yard line. 1st and 10, Braylon Allen lines up to the left of Braden Locke, and the handoff to Allen. Room up the middle, 25, Allen 30, cutting right, 35, 40. Allen 45 to the 50. Allen runs over C.J. Williams. Just trying to weave through some traffic. Braylon Allen pops it down to the 45 of Illinois on a gain of 30.
Well, there we go. You guys all took, you guys talking about it a little bit. Nothing overly split. Bortolini did a great job, pancaked and then fell on top of his linebacker. That sprung it.
Here,
nice job
go.
By Braylon.
On first down, handoff again to Allen, and he will slide his way down to the 42 of Illinois on a gain of 3, 2nd down and 7.
Yeah, I didn't mean to step on you there, Matt, but when a center pancakes a middle linebacker and flops on him and the running back goes off him, I'm going to go a little bit long with that run, especially when we need it as badly as we
do. You have every right to, that's for sure. 2nd down and 7. Wisconsin at the Illinois 42-yard line. 4 receivers to either side. Now Hayden Rucci, the tight end, will motion right to left. Clock gets them organized. Play clock is at 10. Clock calls for the ball, gets the snap. He'll hand it to Allen off the right side, trying to wrestle free. Got away from Rosiak. Johnny Newton takes Allen down at the 42-yard line. 3rd down and 7 for Wisconsin. Pretty good defensive effort there from Illinois.
Yeah, Braylon wouldn't go down. That was blocked really for nothing there. There's not a lot of space. Braylon about a 1-yard gain, and he ended up bubbling back, just continuing to fight, give Illinois' defense credit for finishing.
3rd down and 7, just inside the 42 of Illinois. Will Pauling slot right, motions left. Jackson Aker in there at running back. Snap the lock, pressure coming. Lock throwing, caught by Pauling. Left side, and he gets the first down. Spun down by Xavier Scott inside the 35 at the 34 of Illinois. A huge 3rd down conversion.
And you could tell there's a lot of chemistry there with Lock, Pauling, and it's all the success that we've seen today from Braden Lock. It's been throws over the middle. And we're seeing that over and over. Hit him in stride, 2 yards short of the sticks, but Pauling was able to continue to finish getting the first down.
2:14 left, 3rd quarter. Badgers on the move, but they're down 21-7. Aker still in there at running back. Locke will give it to him. Here comes Jackson. Plows his way inside the 30, and he falls forward to the 29-yard line. Good, strong 5-yard run from Jackson Aker. 2nd down coming up. He checks out. Braylon Allen's back in.
Yeah, you said it. Good, strong run. That was just the interior part of Wisconsin's offensive line. Bortolini did another nice job of finishing his block, and Aker just kept his feet moving, kept churning. It wasn't the prettiest, but it was physical and a quick 5.
2nd down and 5, Wisconsin at the Illinois 29-yard line. Skyler Bell slot left, DK wide left. Green and Rucci to the right. Locke takes handoff. Allen trying to spin away from Alec Bryant, but Dylan Rosiak was there to make the stop right at the line of scrimmage, which is the 29 of Illinois. So here comes another third down for Wisconsin. The Badgers 5 of 10 converting on third down so far today.
Yeah, Illinois, again, we see a lot of this. The D end is just coming screaming downhill. There's not that the threat of the quarterback pulling and running it outside. And Illinois has taken advantage of that, and we've seen that numerous times this afternoon, where he's been able to crash down and get into the backfield before Braylon can get going.
Third down and 5 at the Illinois 29-yard line. Final minute of the third quarter. Here's the handoff to Allen, diving down to about the 26-yard line. Still a couple of yards short of the stick with 40 seconds left in quarter number 3.
Yeah, you don't call that if you're not going to go for it.
No, for sure. They've got Rucci and Nowakowski and Tucker Ashcraft, 3 tight ends into the game. It's fourth down and 1+ change. Ball just outside the 25 of Illinois. 20 seconds left, third quarter, 21-7 the Illini. Ashcraft and DK to the right. Locke under his center, Tanner Bordellini. The brotherly shove, and here it comes. Locke for the first down, I think. Like where they were walking up here, I thought he surged down to the 23. Should be in good shape.
Whew. We needed that.
Oh, a little assistance, a little brotherly shove. First down Wisconsin as the third quarter has come to an end. So the Badgers down 2 scores, but threatening, and they have 15 minutes to do something about it. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lotsa Matsa Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. At the end of 3, Illinois 21, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only... only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. Illinois leads the Badgers 21-7. Mike Keller with a quick scoreboard update. It's getting interesting in Iowa City. Hawkeyes lead the Gophers 10-9. A minute 45 to play in the third quarter there. Nebraska leads Northwestern 17-6. That one is early in the fourth quarter. Earlier today, it was Ohio State, number 3 in the country, over Penn State. 20-12 was the final there. Matt?
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Badgers converting on 4th and 1. Little quarterback sneak. And it's 1st and 10 at the Illinois 23-yard line. 21-7, Illinois leads Wisconsin as we begin the fourth quarter.
Well, I got to admit, I know we'll get back to the game. What an interesting little third quarter. I mean, we have jump around, which is the best tradition. These guys have a sub run, 77 yards, and I'm thinking to myself, what a terrible idea. But then I'm watching, and I was mesmerized. Guy just won subs for a year, got a 5-yard head start against
Red Grange. Yeah.
And he beat him, but he ended up celebrating a little early, but he got there, and you know, he's fireworks are going off for him. He's getting subs for a year.
That's a good deal.
Not bad. all right, let's get back to the game. I can, as you know, I get easily distracted.
That's all right.
This drive again, Braylon Allen bet a big run early in this drive, and you're getting back to. It's easy to sit here and panic. You're down 14. You're in the middle of the third quarter. There's only a couple minutes left into it, and you think, well, we got to make throws. Well, the big throw, third and six, again to Will Pauling. And when you get that, and then all of a sudden things get moving. Braylon's running it hard. Jackson Aker has a couple of good runs. And now you're sitting here first down at 24 in a position you have to get seven here. And Wisconsin is in position to do that and get this thing back to a one-score game.
19 carries, 89 yards for Allen. Three receivers to the right, one on the left. From the Illinois 23-yard line, Badgers go left to right. In the fourth quarter, handoff Allen trying the left side, and having none of it is Seth Coleman, the outside linebacker. Second down and long for the Badgers.
Yeah, and that's been an issue all day. I've said it a few times. That was just the case. A little zone play off the left side. It wasn't blocked poorly, but you have a free runner coming off that backside, and he's able to just get to Braylon's legs.
Second and 10 at the Illinois 23. Again, three receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Braden Locke. Looks to throw. Pressure coming. Locke throws, and it's broken up. Intended for Riley Nowakowski. Nakario Harper, one of the safeties, making the play defensively. And a good defensive play it was. So make it third down and 10 for the Badgers at the Illinois 23-yard line.
Yeah, Illinois brought some pressure, and Wisconsin did not do a great job. It wasn't really the blitzer that ended up making it. It was a little inside swim move by their defensive tackle. Got right in Braden's face, and he put a lick on Braden, and then the throw was taking a lick. Very physical play there by Illinois.
And stay three receivers right, one on the left on third and 10. Lock to throw. Has some time now, backside pressure, pass gets knocked down, and it's incomplete. Well, the protection was there for a couple of beats, and then the heat from the backside was on, and the throw was knocked down. And the Badgers will send on Nathaniel Vakos.
Yeah, well, you're always a little nervous because you didn't hear a whistle.
Yeah.
And we saw that in West Lafayette where they finally blew it dead. That was just a pretty good job, actually, protecting Illinois' guy. Gets his hand up, knocks it down, and forcing a field goal attempt.
This will be a 41-yard try for Vakos from the left hash. Opening minute, fourth quarter, 21-7 Illinois. Peter Bowden snaps, Gavin Myers holds, snap, ball down, kick is in the air, and the kick is good.
All right.
Vakos hits it, and it's 21-10, Illinois. I'm not sure if that scraped the upright. I think it may have. May have just clipped it in off the left post. Or we'll just say right down the middle. We'll take a break. 14-13 remaining. It did hit the post. 14-13 remaining. 21-10 Illinois. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto. Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Recap the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 12 plays, 52 yards, took 5 minutes, 17 seconds. Nathaniel Bakos with a 41-yard field goal, 14-13 remaining. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 10 as we check in again with Patrick Hurd.
I know this defensive performance isn't exactly how Wisconsin has drawn it up today, but I do think it's worth highlighting the return of Mumajon Mehta back to major action in this one. If you recall, he's a team captain who led the team in tackles last season, started the first three games and was the second leading tackler, and then his playing time kind of disappeared. Just one snap against Purdue, only a couple against Rutgers and Iowa. Now with the injury to Jordan Turner, who's been out today the entire game, Muma's put back into the starting lineup and been productive again, doing what he does, make tackles, plug holes. He's got 8 tackles in this game, and I think it's a credit to him of staying positive even though he wasn't getting the reps that he wanted and staying the team player. He's been invested the whole time, and it's something his teammates have noticed, that he didn't sulk, he didn't pout, he stayed ready, because you never know when your time is going to come back.
We have a lot of guys who represent this program in all the right ways, and Mumajon Mehta is absolutely one of them. Gavin Lahm with the kick, and this will sail into the end zone for the touchback, and the Illini will start at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, one of the questions we had coming in was the physicality and which group was going to win that, and it pains you to say this, but Illinois has got a buck 80 on the ground, and obviously their quarterback has 71 of those, but that's still a very big gap as far as where we're at with rushing the football. Wisconsin, because of some lost yardage, 83 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a very telling statistic as why we're sitting in the position we are, which is down 11 with 14-13 to go.
Caden Fagan in there at running back. 4 receivers to either side. Tip Ryman now will motion to the formation. On first down, hand off to Fagan over the right side, and Jung Mehta is there to stand him up, but Fagan still gets 5 up to the 30. Fagan today, 21 carries for 88 yards, second down and 5 for the Illini.
Yeah, just way too much. That was a lot of push by Illinois' offensive line. They were able to get up on the second level and pick up an easy 5 yards there.
3 receivers right, 1 on the left on second down, just across the Illinois 30-yard line. Lyman motions to the formation, keeping it as Altmaier. Room to the left, to the 35, to the 40, 45-yard line. Kaboyi Latu up to make the stop across the 45. And this Illinois quarterback has been a problem all day, and he runs for a first down to the 46-yard line, Illinois territory.
Yeah, you put a lot on C.J. Getz there. He, earlier in the game, did a nice job of reading that. That time just got a little too nosy on the fake, and that allowed Altmaier to get beat, contain, and pick up an easy big chunk of yardage.
Altmaier has rushed for 86 yards today. And the Illini 46-yard line, first and 10, Washington wide left, motions right, hand off Fagan, turns it back up, whipped to the turf by Jung Mehta. Another tackle from the Badgers linebacker at the 49-yard line, gain of 3, second down and 7. With 12:50 to play, 21-10, Illinois leads Wisconsin.
Thompson's down here. Looks like he grabbed a knee.
He was questionable coming into this game. Was out there for just a handful of plays last week. And now needs some attention as we'll go ahead and take a timeout. Just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 12:43 remaining. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Fall is definitely here, so here are 2 quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number one, swap out those old, worn-out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number two, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Fall sure is pretty.
I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game, from the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Okay. 12 minutes, 43 seconds remaining in Champaign. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 10. Illinois going in to a little bit of a ground and pound. I say a little bit of that because the quarterback's running for a lot of yards, too. Just good footwork on his part. Altmaier, 10 carries, 86 yards. It definitely is ground and pound with Cade and Fagan. 22 rushes for 92 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, Illinois' physicality, they have kind of imposed their will here a little bit in the second half running the football. We saw the easy touchdown run after a couple of times of getting an opportunity to get off the field. And now it's not like we don't know what's happening. You're up 11. You know that with the wind now at Wisconsin's back, they're going to continue to pound it. And this quarterback puts a ton of pressure on a defense, and they've been utilizing him in a really smart way. He's been very effective both throwing it and running it.
Second down and seven for the Illini at their 49-yard line. Bryant wide right, Williams slot right. Casey Washington comes out to the left as we get set to resume play here at Memorial Stadium. And here we go as Altmaier looks over the Wisconsin defense. Fagan to his left. Williams motions left. They'll fake the give to him. Altmaier is cut down by Hunter Wohler. Otherwise, he's still running. They mark it at the 48-yard line of Wisconsin, a gain of about three.
That was such a good play by Hunter Wohler. I don't know if he would have scored, but there's a lot of eye candy. Again, a little fake handoff and just a vertical go. Hunter Wohler came off of Illinois' right side of the O-line and just whipped his right hand and was able to trip up Altmaier.
Third down and four at the Wisconsin 48-yard line. Altmaier back to throw, looking under some pressure, flush to his left, being chased, being sacked by Muma Jungmeta at the 49-yard line of Illinois. Well, I don't know what, you know, this guy's 40 time is, but he's playing real fast today.
Yeah, really nice job of closing there, because they've been talking all day about Altmaier, what he's able to do outside of the pocket. Illinois, Jungmeta just came. He was in coverage, saw that Altmaier pulled the ball down and closed and was able to get him down on the ground and get the ball back to Wisconsin. What a huge play on third down.
11 minutes remaining. Hugh Robertson on the punt. Line of scrimmage, the 49 of Illinois. DK is deep inside the 20. Badgers get a little bit of a push. Kick is away. DK lets it hit. Now scoops it up at the 15-yard line. Angles right and gets tapped out of bounds at the 18 of the near side. After a 36-yard punt, 3 yards on the return. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 10:46 to play. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Everyday style is easy with favorable looks for every day, from harvest to home games to date nights and catching flights. Find Price Right picks for any and every occasion. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 10 minutes, 46 seconds remaining in Champaign. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 10. Badgers start the possession at their 18-yard line.
Yeah, and it's not, well, we have to go quick. Obviously, we play with tempo anyways. You got plenty of time. You're down 11. It's important. Get that first down. Get this rolling. We saw Braylon have a really nice drive on the prior one. Got a little bit, getting a little lather. 20 carries so far for 89 yards.
Allen to the right of Locke. Will Pauling slot to the left. Nowakowski wing on the right side. Locke gets him situated, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks the throw, drifts to his right, winds it up, throws it deep. Bryson Green incomplete down the right sideline of the near side. Tyler Strain on the coverage and a little safety help from Miles Scott. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 18-yard line.
Just a little bit of pressure off of Wisconsin's right side of their offensive line that forced Braden Locke to get out, but you threw it down, you gave Bryson Green a chance. Illinois safety closed and unfortunately unable to connect.
Pauling slot to the left, Green out wide to the right. Locke fakes the handoff, rolling right, throwing right. Catch is made by Bryson Green. Little bobble, then he gathered up to the 28-yard line, right at the line to gain
waving
here.
Waving forward.
First down, Wisconsin with 10:25 remaining.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Locke of kind of holding, got that end to crash down, get outside of the pocket, gave him plenty of time to throw. A little bit of a bobble, but we picked up the first.
And Pauling slot left, DK wide left, Green to the right, snap to Locke, takes the hand off to Allen. Locke gets drilled by Johnny Newton. Penalty marker down, ball is loose, a big old pile. But Johnny Newton, I think he knows he has the look of a guilty man right now. Let's see. As Braden Locke just drilled. There are penalty markers on the play. The ball had popped out. Let's see what we have. You got a lot to sort out here. I mean, the penalty marker was thrown right at the hit.
That's helmet to helmet.
There are two fouls on the play, both on the defense. Holding, number 20. That penalty is declined. Personal foul, roughing the passer with a high hit.
With 10:02 remaining. Well, I'm just glad that Braden Locke got up.
That was violent.
He was hammered down.
I think they should be reviewing this for a helmet-to-helmet, too, because you saw it. It was a, you know, back in the old days, that is a great play. He did a great job of beating Michael Fertney off the edge and a nice swim move, and he, you could see, was antsy. He could have came to, and he took a shot.
The previous play,
there we go,
is under further review.
I don't know what Illinois is cheering about.
Taking a look at the replay right now is...
It's to his neck, even if it's not helmet. It definitely hit him in the neck. Ooh.
Yeah, normally if they say they're reviewing for... If they're reviewing for targeting, they would say that. But you've got to think that's what they're looking at here. Let's see.
I can't imagine. They're not going to take that 15 yards back. And if nothing else, you're going to get a first down from the holding. But that, to me, if you're going to go letter of the law, he led with his helmet, drilled him in it. Yeah, was it in the neck? It was in the neck area, which is part of the deal. But what a violent hit. And Braden Locke is going to feel that one.
Patrick, what do you have?
Braden Locke appears to be just fine, but if people are kind of wondering what is behind him, Miles Burkett is the one who's taking snaps right now from Jake Renfro, just getting loose, kind of getting a feel
Here's
for
a
it.
Here's a call.
First foul, targeting defense number four. Number four is disqualified. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
That's a really good defensive lineman whose day has come to an end. Terrence Jamison, the former Badger, the defensive line coach. There's Aaron Henry, the former Badger, the defensive coordinator. But Wisconsin now has a first and 10 at its own 43-yard line, and Johnny Newton has been ejected from the game, and he'll miss the first half of their next game. And remember, they're without Keith Randolph.
The law firm.
They call that the law firm, and law firm is no longer in existence here today.
It's time to get, what are those early law school kids when they come in? They're not seasoned veteran partners. What are those cats called that are? We now have those early entries. It's time. So that was a big play, obviously.
Four receivers to either side. Option left. Toss to Allen. Room to the left. 45 to the 50. And angles out of bounds. Got shoved out by Nakario Harper. And it'll be a first down, Wisconsin, on the option play into Illinois territory with 9:51 remaining. They will mark it, it looks like, at the 47 of the Illini.
Yeah, as finishing the 15 yards, but you have a really good football player that is no longer going to be able to cause the havoc that he has been.
First and 10 for the 47 of Illinois on first down. Locke looking left, throwing and incomplete. Mistimed it to Chimre DK at the 35-yard line of the far side. Second and 10 from the Illini 47-yard line. 9:31 remaining, 21-10 Illinois.
And I know you need to play every inch of the field, but if I'm Phil Longo, I'm finding ways. How can I exploit the middle of the field? Because today, you know, Braden Locke's 15 of 29. I would bet a vast majority, 13 or 14 of those completions have been across the middle of the field.
Yeah, I agree. Nowakowski, the tight end, motions right to left. Will Pauling slot on the right side. Locke gets the snap, hand off Allen. Braylon fights his way inside the 45 and twisting down to the 43 of Illinois. A gain of four and a huge third and six coming for Wisconsin. Allen now 103 rushing yards on 22 carries. 9:15, clock running left in the game, 21-10 Illinois.
Boy, that was fun just to listen to. There wasn't much there, one, maybe 2 yards, and Braylon Allen just lowered his pads and finished and finished and finished and was able to grab a 3 or 4 yard gain on what was blocked for maybe one.
Green and Pauling out to the right, Chimre DK to the left. Allen, the running back from the Illinois 43-yard line. Locke takes a snap, looks to throw, has time, throws over the middle, caught by Allen, 35. Allen down to the 30-yard line of Illinois. Nakario Harper on the tackle. They'll mark at the 31. First down, Wisconsin.
Yeah, they covered Will Pauling. I think they've said, we've seen enough of Will Pauling on third down. Braylon, late, does a little angle route, picks up the first.
Four receiver set to either side. Locked back to throw. Fires it right side, well over everybody, incomplete. Second and 10 at the 31 of Illinois. 8:23 remaining. Badgers on the move, but down by 11.
Yeah, we have not seen a ton of success on anything outside of the numbers to date from Braden Locke. It's never good. I was laughing because it's never good that they're complaining for intentional grounding when there is no pressure.
Yeah.
And it's just you're in the pocket. Yeah. You never want to see that, but no, there's no grounding.
Second and 10 at the 31 of Illinois. DK and Nowakowski to the left. Pauling and Green to the right. Allen to the right of the quarterback. Lock takes. Hand off Allen. Crashing off the left side of the 25. And Allen down to the 22-yard line of Illinois.
Oh, great job by right guard Michael Furtney. Bordellini, the center. That was just, that was a skate situation. That's where you get that law firm. You get those early clerks instead of the big partners.
There you go. There's the
That's
word.
That's what I thought of.
For the 22 of Illinois, third down, lock hands off. Allen crashes the left side, gets the first down at the 20-yard line of Illinois. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. 7:48, clock running. Left of the game, 21-10 Illinois. First down, Wisconsin at the 20.
Oh, you're seeing it, though. Earlier, Newton, really good football player. You're seeing a lot more movement up front, especially off that right guard center. Furtney back-to-back, really nice job of shoving, pushing, getting up to that next level.
Jackson Aker in at running back now on first down. Lock back to throw, a little heat up the middle. Lock throws right side end zone. Pauling got it, touchdown, Wisconsin. Will Pauling just went up and got it. And it's 21-16 as the Badgers pull within five.
That was... It looked like, whoa, what are you doing throwing that? And Will Pauling goes up, makes a really nice adjustment on the football. Two Illini defenders that are in position, beautifully done.
And they'll go for two with 7:21 remaining. 21-16 Illinois. Lock under his center, Tanner Bordellini. Lock with a play fake, looking left, rolling right, throwing right. Nowakowski got it. 2-point conversion, and we have a 3-point game in Champaign with 7:21 to play. Oh, what work! Lock to Pauling for 6. Lock to Nowakowski for 2. And we'll take a break. 7:21 remaining. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 18. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it. We're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at AStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to A Street Auto.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl's Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Man drive for Wisconsin. Let's recap that scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 82 yards. Took 3 minutes, 25 seconds. Braden Locke with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Will Pauling. And then it was locked to Riley Nowakowski for the 2-point conversion. 21-18, Illinois leads the Badgers. 7:21 to play as we check in again with Patrick Hurd.
Tosh, you're going to know what I'm talking about. I think the kids call that bean topping. You tap the top of your helmet.
I do
you just
know
caught
that,
it off
yes.
him, right? That was the celebration on the sidelines. And everybody, all his teammates saying that he bean topped him. Kind of a cool moment. His dad and his brother came running down and were able to get behind the bench and kind of they're cheering for him and trying to get his attention. Will Pauling celebrating like crazy after he scored, and he goes and sits down, sees his dad, just gives him a little head nod, playing it cool, like I've been there before.
Maybe check security if those guys are.
Yeah, right.
No, what a play! The bean top. The old school guys, we call it mossed. Getting mossed. That was really good spatial awareness to understand where the safety was coming over, and great job of going up high, pointing the football, and making that play, and now getting it to a 3-point game. But I can't emphasize enough that late hit. Ball was out. It was a missed block, big hit, and getting Newton out of this football game. He has been a game wrecker today. He's had a sack. He's had a forced fumble. He's got a TFL. Got a bunch of tackles. And him not being in there, you just noticed. It was very noticeable how much more push our offensive line was getting with him out of the game. That's going to be that way the rest of this way. And now we've cut it to 3.
Gavin Lahm set the kickoff. Travion Blaylock will serve as the holder. Kanari Wiltshire deep for Illinois. Kick is in the air. Wiltshire lets it hit into the end zone for the touchback. And the Illini will start at the 25-yard line. 7 minutes, 21 seconds to play. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 18. Meanwhile, Minnesota has kicked a field goal. 4th of the game. Gophers 12, Hawkeyes 10. With about 7 minutes remaining.
That might be insurmountable. 12-10. But so, again, we always talk. Coaches will talk. Everybody talks about complementary football. And it's about energy. And it's about that pendulum and going down and getting those points. You could feel a little bit of the air out of the defense. They made that stop. Now Wisconsin goes down and scores, gets the 2-point. Here you go, defense.
Fagan, the running back, to Bryman, the tight end. Motions left to right. Receivers right, one on the left. Here's the handoff to Fagan, hit by Jake Chaney. And then Waller and a few others get in there. Fagan is able to push his way up to about the 28-yard line of Illinois, and a gain of 3.
Yeah, see, we've been talking a lot about Jung Mehta today. Him getting in the backfield, and talking about this a lot, just getting those feet to stop, make him cut early. Almost could have got a holding penalty. Anytime a lineman kind of his feet aren't in position, Jung Mehta did a nice job setting that tackle up.
3 receivers left, one on the right. Fagan motions out of the backfield to the left. Altmyer to throw, and it's broken up. Ooh. Incomplete. Ricardo Hallman breaks it up, very nearly picked it. It was intended for Casey Washington. 3rd and 7, Illinois, at its own 28-yard line with 6:45 to play.
Yeah, tried to throw. Illinois ran a little slant route, and Wisconsin had that covered really well. Linebacker drop was there. Hallman was there. A lot of opportunities there. Get a ball batted up. Still no turnovers created for a team that does turn it over a bunch.
3 receivers left, one on the right. You got Chaney, you got Petroski, Getz, Latu all up on the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 8. Altmyer gets a low snap, back to throw, pressure coming. Altmyer flush to his right, as Rue, 25-30, 35-40, and still up the sideline and out of bounds at the 41-yard line. The Badgers got ultra-aggressive, and Altmyer again with his feet gets the first down.
Yeah, he's able to spin out. Wisconsin brought the low. They brought everybody. And you have to keep contained. I can't see. I think it was Latu that came off the edge. You have to keep contained. I know you want to go sack the quarterback and make a play, but you can't let him bubble out and get the soft corner and pick up an easy first down.
6:18 remaining. 1st and 10, Illinois, at its own 41-yard line. 3-point lead for the Illini at 21-18. Here's the handoff to Fagan. Off the left side, Zachman is there, as is Muma Jung Mehta. He's all over the place today.
He's empty in that tank today. Ooh. Man. He is flying around and just throwing his body everywhere he can to try and get guys down, trying to get off the field and get the ball back for his offense.
Gain of 2 to the 43 of Illinois. Luke Altmyer, the quarterback, has rushed for 99 yards today.
Gosh, just a backbreaker. And we've seen that numerous times on 3rd down today, that he's been able to make plays with his feet. And that, again, just punches the gut of the defensive team because you feel like you're in position to get off the field.
222 rushing yards for Illinois today. Play fake, Altmaier rolls to his right, looking, flagged down. Illinois holding, pass caught by Ryman, pushed out of bounds by Jake Chaney, but this one should be coming back.
89, Tip Ryman. There is a flag on the play.
Oh, yeah, holding, and the right tackle held. That's where you're trying to get outside the pocket. Saw the cloth grab, ref threw the flag beautifully.
Second down.
That was Ben Barton.
Nice job by our Stratford guy selling
that
hole too.
Yeah.
Flinching his head back, making sure everybody knows that offensive lineman was grabbing cloth.
Yeah, good work by Ben Barton. 5:19 remaining, 21-18 Illinois. Penalty walks the Illini back to their 33-yard line where it's second down and 18. Now the clock is running. Illinois will milk it. Play clock at 20, game clock at 5:13.
Now this will be fascinating to watch Brett. How aggressive is he going to be? This team turns the ball over. You're up three. How aggressive are you thinking?
Three receivers right, one on the left. Altmaier looking to throw. Now pulls it down. He'll run 35 left side across the 40. And he gets popped by Jake Chaney at the 42-yard line. So it's a triple-digit rushing day now for the Illinois quarterback. More importantly, it's third down and nine for the Illini at their 42-yard line, 4:40 remaining, clock running.
Yeah, Jake Chaney brought him down. That was what I was thinking they would do, drop back and try to get this thing a little bit more manageable, and they were able to cut the second and 18 down to a third and nine.
Illinois 7 of 14 today on third down. Two receivers right, Casey Washington out to the left. From the Illinois 42-yard line, snap to Altmaier. Badgers rush four. Altmaier tight, pocket flush left. Looking down he goes inside the 40-yard line of Illinois as this time they get home on the Illini quarterback.
Looked like a combination of a bunch of guys. That was a smart move there by Altmaier to not throw the ball. I was hoping he would. He didn't. He ended up taking the sack. Wisconsin finally getting home, getting the football back here. It's going to be a little over 3 minutes left when they get it back to try to go down here and win this game.
3:43 remaining. Robertson on to punt. Line of scrimmage, the 37 of Illinois. DK in single safety at the 30. Snap clean. Kick is away. And it sails over. DK lets it hit inside the 10. And DK's got to be careful getting dangerously close to the ball. And into the wind, Hugh Robertson sends it down to the 5-yard line of Wisconsin. We will take a break with 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Actually, it was touched by Illinois, a break for Wisconsin. It was touched at the 21 of Wisconsin. So that's much better. We'll step away, 3:24 to play, 21-18. Illinois leads Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, Patrick mentioned it. Muma Jungmeta back in the starting lineup today. Jordan Turner not able to go. Jungmeta with 12 stops, 2 for loss. He has played really well and has helped give Wisconsin a chance. Badgers down 3 with 3:24 to play. They'll be starting at their 17-yard line.
Yeah, I love the fact, and Patrick mentioned a little bit of it. You're a captain, you're a leading guy on this football team, and then you are, you know, your reps, a lot of your reps are taken. it's real easy, especially in today's college football climate, just to say, the heck with it. But he is stuck with it. He has not gotten discouraged. And when the opportunity came with Jordan not being able to play today, he has really stepped himself up. And in the second half, you could just see he flew around over here and made a tackle. And you could see he laid on the ground for an extra second because he is emptying his tank this afternoon.
And on that third down, we talked about multiple Badgers being in there on the quarterback. The credit for the sack goes to Darrell Peterson and CJ Getz. So here we go. The Badgers have all three of their timeouts available, and they remark the ball at the 17 of Wisconsin. Badgers with the wind, trailing 21-18.
I'll say this, 14-0. If you said this is the scenario we'd be in, I'll take it all day. You got the ball, you're feeling it, you just had a great drive, you got the two-point conversion, you got your full disposal of everything you want to do, and Illinois is down one of their best players that really kind of sparked this. Now you're in position, you can run, you can pass, you can do everything you're looking to do.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Snap to Locke. Pressure coming up the middle. Locke throws right side. Dangerous pass. Incomplete. Intended for Braylon Allen at the 19 of the near side. Dylan Rosiak, the linebacker, on the coverage. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 17-yard line. 3:20 remaining.
I'm not going to tell people what to do or how to run their stuff, but I want to see routes and throws over the middle of the football
field.
The rest of this game. We've seen a ton of success from Braylon Locke today throwing over the middle, especially to Will Paul.
Skyler Bell, slot left. Jimmer Adike, wide left. Pauling and Green to the right. On second down again, heat up the middle. Locke throws to the left. That's caught by Bell. Turns it up across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Gain of 9. Harper on the stop. Third and 1, Wisconsin. 3:10. Clock running left in the game.
Ah, great poise, and that was the case. So just a little out route, and Braylon Locke just whipped it, made a really nice throw there, setting up a third and short.
Badgers 7 of 14 today on third down. Three receivers right, one on the left. Rucci in motion to the left, handoff. Braylon Allen cutting left. He'll get the first down. Harper wrestles him to the turf at the 29-yard line of Wisconsin. 2:45 clock running left in the game. First and 10, Wisconsin. Badgers down by 3.
I like Braylon's decision there. I think he wanted to bounce it, and he said, you know what? I got to make sure I grab this yard and a half. Just went, picked it up, moving on.
2.5 minutes to play. First and 10. Pauling, Bell, and Green to the right. DK to the left. Snap to Locke. Illinois bringing 4. Locke throws over the middle, and it's broken up. Incomplete. Intended for Will Pauling. Tightly contested by the safety, Xavier Scott. The slot corner, I should say, Xavier Scott. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 29-yard line. 2:19 to play.
I'll say this. Henry is definitely putting, he's understanding where Wisconsin wants to go with the football.
Uh-huh.
And it's Will Pauling. You're seeing a lot of attention being paid to Will.
Pauling, 7 catches for 95 yards today. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left, handoff. Allen room off the left side to the 30. Allen 35, breaks the tackle, 40. Braylon Allen pops his way around the 45-yard line. They'll mark at the 44. First down, Wisconsin, 2:08. Clock running remaining. And now the clock stops. They're going to put 2:12, I believe, is what they were saying on the clock, and that's what they do. First and 10, Wisconsin. Illinois leads 21-18. Leighton Champaign. Now the clock is running. DK wide left. Pauling, Bell, Green to the right. Allen to the left of Braylon Locke from the Wisconsin 44-yard line. Locke takes a snap. Pressure coming. Locke throws. Right side, Green, incomplete. Trying to come back and get it. Could not at the 30-yard line of Illinois. Zachary Toby on the coverage, 1:56 to play. Second and 10, Wisconsin for the Badgers, 44.
We're seeing a lot of throws on first down, and then we've seen a lot of runs on second down, and you're in a second and 10. Still plenty of time to continue to run the football here. We've got a 1:56. Braylon Allen, you can see he's lathered. He's in it. Let's keep seeing what we're going to do here if you're going to continue to stick with that pattern.
26 for 1:32. That's Braylon's day. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Back to throw, Locke. And a throw over the middle. That's caught by DK. And he tried to strip the ball. Couldn't do it. DK advances into Illinois territory. And a first down, Wisconsin. They mark just inside the 46 of the Illini. 1:49 remaining. First and 10, Wisconsin. Locke gets them on the ball. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Locke gets the snap. Pressure coming again. Locke looking. Throws to the left. And it is caught by Skyler Bell. Tight ropes the sideline at the 38 of Illinois. Illinois was thinking
run a
otherwise.
Play quick.
Yeah,
run
get
a play
up there.
Quick. Yep. I think it's really tight. Get a playoff here.
1:36 remaining.
Quick,
second
quick,
down. Got to go, boys. Got to put the ball down first. Here we go. It's a gain of 8 at the moment. Now they're going to look at it.
I don't think he got his foot down. I hope I'm wrong.
You only need 1 foot inbounds.
Yep. Let's see.
Game clock showing 1:33 to play. First look is a little tough. It looked like maybe. Replay review and a rather big one. 1:33 remaining, 21-18, Illinois. I think part of the determination is, did Skyler Bell have control of the ball while getting a foot down? And I think the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, I always say that we, you know, when I played, we'd have we basically have a code word to say, I don't think he caught it, or I don't think it was a fumble, something to say, get up there quick and run a play.
It'll be a 2nd and 10 at the 46-yard line.
Thanks, Dean.
So go the code word?
You have a code word, and you just go, and it doesn't matter. Run the play. Now, obviously, when you're in this position, it would have been 2nd and 2. It was an 8-yard pickup. You have to worry, too, about timeouts and clock. You still have 3 timeouts, so it would have been well worth it to do it. But, that's something that we would practice on a consistent basis.
1:33 remaining, 2nd and 10, Wisconsin, at the Illinois 46-yard line. DK and Pauling to the left. Bell and Green to the right. Allen to the left of the quarterback, snap the lock, pressure coming again, lock throws over the middle, DK could not pull it down. It was a little high, but if he gathers it, he might be gone. Instead, it's 3rd and 10 at the 46 of Illinois with 1:28 to play.
Oh, really good pocket poise there by Braden Locke. He stayed in there. Illinois brought a little bit of pressure, and he stepped up. He kept his eyes down the field, and he put it right where it needed to be, and it's a touchdown if Chim was able to come up with that. He had beaten the coverage. What a great throw there by Braden Locke.
1:28 remaining, 21-18 Illinois. The Badgers have a 3rd and 10 at the Illini 46. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. And a timeout taken by Illinois.
Now, it would have been a tough catch. I don't want to make this out like that was some easy breezy, but Braden Locke threw that. That was a lot. You throw it over the middle of the field late, which is always something that people say don't do. But he read that was an adjusted route. Chim had kind of stopped his route, saw that the play broke down, did a great route adjustment, and it just went off the top of his hands. The throw was a little high, but perfect position. If you're asking, Braden, I thought put it in a great spot for Chim to go make a play.
He did. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
1:28 remaining. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 18. The Badgers have a 3rd and 10 at the Illinois 46-yard line. Today, Wisconsin on 3rd down is 8 for 15. Locke today, 19 of 39 for 207 yards and a touchdown, and a few drops in there as well. Those numbers could be better. Pauling, Bell, and Green to the right. DK to the left. Locke gets the snap. He'll hand it to Allen to the 45. Allen to the 40. Still up. Dives for the 1st down and gets there at the 35-yard line. Braylon Allen on an 11-yard run. 1st down, 1:23 to play.
Yeah, nice job by the O-line because Illinois brought a lot of people up on the line of scrimmage. They were able to do just enough, and then Braylon to pick his feet up to grab the 1st down. He was tripped up. Nice effort.
4 receivers, 2 either side from the Illinois 35-yard line. Locke back to throw. 4-man rush. Deep ball left side. Hangs in the air. Skyler Bell makes the catch. Inside the 10. They mark at the 5. 1st and goal, Wisconsin, with 1:06 remaining.
First down out of bounds. The clock will start on the snap.
Taz Nicholson on the coverage as Skylar Bell with terrific concentration pulls it in. First and goal, Wisconsin at the 5. 106 remaining. And Brett Bielema again up wanting a timeout and gets it, and he is not a happy camper right now. First and goal, Wisconsin at the 5 with 106 to play, 21-18 Illinois.
A fantastic throw, a great catch by Skylar Bell. The protection, they passed off a couple of stunts. The Illinois safety comes over, and I'm telling you, had a drop. You see those quarterback drills where you got to throw the ball into a bucket? That was his best throw on the sideline all day. When he needed it the most, he dropped it right where he needed to, right before the safety. And Skylar Bell, we've given him a little grief. He had a couple of drops. This was a big-time catch on the biggest moment of the football game.
Ooh. So here we go. By the way, that timeout burned by Illinois is the last one it had. 106 to play, 21-18 Illinois, first and goal Wisconsin at the 5.
Yeah, and this is a scenario, a lot of times you'll look at these games and Wisconsin is down by 3. You'd think, well, we don't have any timeouts. There's not going to be any of this. We're not going to let them in. You have